Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, November 21st, 2025. Flash in the Pants is accepting applications for the 2026 Summer Monday Nights Benefit Pan Dances. Flash plays each Monday night during the summer season for various nonprofit organizations around the state, and the nonprofit receives 50% of the proceeds. Applications close on January 15th, and no late applications can be considered. Selections will be made and communicated by the end of January or the beginning of February 2026. You can find more information and apply at flashinthepans.org. Seasons of Maine, a film produced by a young local amateur filmmaker, is playing at the Grand Theater in Ellsworth tomorrow, Saturday night. All ticket proceeds will benefit research for a cure of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. They say, quote, 21-year-old Sullivan resident and amateur filmmaker Evan Procko has worked tirelessly over the past 2 years to produce this breathtaking, melodic nature documentary chronicling the change of seasons over mostly down East Maine. Evan requests that all ticket proceeds from his film benefit research for Duchenne, a progressive neuromuscular disease he was diagnosed with at an early age. Confined to a wheelchair at age 15 and left now at 21 with only the use of his hands, Evan's artistic nature and drive is sure to inspire. Duchenne muscular dystrophy affects 1 in 3,500 people, predominantly boys, worldwide. Although research pushes closer every day, Duchenne still remains without a cure, and the average lifespan of those with Duchenne is mid to late 20s. End quote. All ticket proceeds at the Grand Theater for this event will go directly to the nonprofit foundation CureDuchenne.org. If you'd like to check that out, it's spelled D-U-C-H-E-N-N-E. And I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, but CureDuchenne.org. And that's happening tomorrow night at 7 at the Grand. You can also find more information at YourGrand.org in the upcoming events section. The community is also invited to the Artivism in Maine Artist Reception on Saturday, November 22nd, tomorrow again at 4 p.m., celebrating artists featured in their third Freedom and Justice Summit. The reception will honor all the contributing artists, including photographer Lynn Carlin, whose exhibit, Nature's Grand Designs, remains on view through February of 2026. Maine Poet Laureate Julia Bosma will be in attendance, and light refreshments will be provided by Farm Drop. You can get more information about that at ellsworthlibrary.net. And one more thing happening on Saturday. Well, one more that I'm going to mention here. Be sure to check the community calendar. I'm sure there are a lot of events on there for this weekend. That's at weru.org. But there will be a Resist U.S. Wars for Empire, Venezuela, and Palestine solidarity protest in Augusta in observance of a National Week of Action. Organizers say, quote, Gaza continues being bombed, starved, and blockaded by the Zionist entity with full complicity of the U.S. during an alleged ceasefire. Meanwhile, attacks on Venezuela are heating up with the bombing of small fishing boats and the movement of multiple U.S. warships and warplanes into the area, end quote. The event is sponsored by several groups, including Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space, Maine Natural Guard, the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine, Veterans for Peace, the National Chapter, United National Anti-War Coalition, and Maine Voices for Palestinian Rights. And they'll be gathering at the intersection of Civic Center Drive and Route 27 in Augusta at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.